Saga Egmont presents The Awesome Adventures of Will and Randolph, Battle of the Blockheads by Geoffrey Archer. Read by Dario Coates. To Vivian.
Chapter 1. Will, James, there's a package here for you. Will dropped the history book he was studying, leapt to his feet, and sprinted for the bedroom door. He hit the landing just ahead of his younger brother James, who was also racing for the stairs. The two boys barreled down the narrow staircase side by side, threatening to send each other tumbling as they raced towards their mother. She was standing by the front door, holding a mysterious-looking package that was tied up with thick string and covered in brightly coloured stamps and postmarks. "Looks like your aunt hasn't forgotten the promise she made," Will's mum said with a smile. The two boys were buzzing with excitement as their mother carefully opened the package on the kitchen table. Inside were two smaller packages wrapped in tissue paper, one labelled as a gift for James and the other for Will. The two brothers tore into their respective packages, eager to see what their aunt, a famous explorer and archaeologist, had sent them from her latest dig. "Cool!" James said as he unwrapped a clay figurine of a fierce warrior with a huge sword raised high above his head.
Interesting,
Will said, looking at the clay medallion that was inside his own package. In the centre of the medallion was a cube-shaped green stone with a bird above it, who seemed to be flying upside down. It was slightly odd-looking and definitely not as cool as James's bloodthirsty figurine.
"Why don't you both go and find somewhere to display those in your rooms?" Will's mum said as she opened her laptop on the kitchen table.
"I've got work to do." James ran up the stairs ahead of Will, excitedly mimicking his snarling figurine's fearsome battle cry.
Will, it had to be said, was rather less excited by his gift. He was certainly grateful to his aunt for thinking of him while she was exploring the jungle, but he just wasn't that interested in ancient jewellery. Will went back into his room and shut the door, before sitting down on his bed to properly examine the roughly cut green gemstone in the centre of the medallion.
As he stared at it, the stone seemed to flicker for just the briefest moment, throwing out a faint light.
Will frowned slightly, looking more closely at the odd little rock, but it showed no more signs of life, and so he decided it must have been a trick of the light.
Will turned to the battered old teddy bear who was sitting at the end of the bed. "I'm giving this to you, Randolph," he said as he placed the medallion around the old bear's neck. "I'm pretty sure this will look better on you than me." Randolph had been in Will's family for as long as anyone could remember, and his dark brown fur was covered in patches and stitched up tears, showing his many years by their side. Will thought he looked rather splendid with his new trophy and gave the old bear a fond pat on the head before sitting back down to finish his homework. Will was just opening his history book when the walls all around him lit up with a bright green light.
"How very odd,"
a voice with a soft Scottish accent said directly behind him. Startled, Will span round just in time to see Randolph standing up and taking a couple of hesitant steps across the bed.
Will's mouth fell open in amazement as he silently struggled to find words that would express the weird sight in front of him.
"Really very odd indeed,"
Randolph said, looking down at his paws and then up at Will.
"Hello."
Hello, Will replied, his voice coming out in a much more startled squeak than he was expecting. "You're, well, alive."
"So it would seem," Randolph replied. "But I'd just like to say how very pleased I am to properly meet you, young William. I must say, I much prefer you now to when you were a baby. Much less drooly."
"This is impossible," Will said as Randolph hopped down off the bed and onto the floor.
"Yes, quite impossible," Randolph said, looking up at Will.
"But here we are."